Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're turning the spotlight to one of the most anticipated releases in multiplayer gaming, Splitgate 2, also known as Portal Royale. Building on its successful predecessor, Portal Royale emerges as a true innovator in the competitive shooter genre, amplifying what made Splitgate unique. Let's dive into the enhancements that are redefining this series and winning over both veterans and new players. The core of Portal Royale is its brilliant portal mechanic, but the sequel brings a fresh layer with advanced traversal options. Players can now zip across maps with even greater creativity, blending strategic movement and fast-paced action in ways rarely seen before. The new movement system isn't just about raw speed, it's about rewarding clever positioning and innovative approaches to combat and exploration. Whether you're sneaking behind enemy lines or looping through portals for a surprise attack, the traversal mechanics add a thrilling dimension to every match. Alongside these mechanics, Portal Royale wows players with its stunning visuals, delivering an immersive, dynamic environment that sets a high bar for multiplayer games. The improved graphical fidelity isn't just about making everything look sharp, it breathes life into each map, deepening the immersion and competitive excitement. Every corridor, arena, and floating platform is carefully crafted, ensuring that players are not only challenged, but genuinely enthralled by the game world. Another standout is the expanded arsenal. Portal Royale introduces a wider selection of weapons, adding fresh layers of strategy and accommodating a range of playstyles. Veterans will appreciate the nuanced differences, while newcomers will find lines of approach that feel both welcoming and exhilarating. New weapons shine particularly in game modes like Vault Runs, where adaptability and knowing when to switch arms can mean the difference between victory and defeat. For those with an eye on graphics and performance, Portal Royale introduces a pure performance mode. This lets players optimize visuals according to their hardware, dynamically shifting resolutions up to 1440p to provide a buttery smooth experience. It's a feature that lets both casual gamers and esports hopefuls enjoy the game with the settings that matter most to them. Enhancing the thrill are the new speed unlock codes embedded within the game. Codes like 10K group members and 5 Klykes unlock coins, which can be used for new characters boasting unique movement speeds. This not only spices up gameplay diversity, but also invites players into a universe where experimentation is as valuable as mastery. Player input has been front and center in shaping Splitgate 2, with regular beta tests creating a dynamic feedback loop between community and developers. The latest closed betas included extensive testing from July 25 to 27, putting fresh heroes, missions, and PvP content in players' hands before the public launch. These sessions have strengthened community bonds, proving that the Splitgate team is dedicated to honing the experience through open dialogue and rapid iteration. One key update revealed in these closed betas is the introduction of Yuki, a tank character who has already carved out a niche on the battlefield with his defensive capabilities and unique skill set. The addition of 195 collectible pets also brings layers of depth, allowing players to upgrade items and engage more intimately with the surrounding narrative. These pets don't just look cute, they can grant bonus abilities, enhance support items, and build a sense of progression that resonates in both casual and competitive modes. As always, Splitgate 2 lets players connect and compete on Steam, inviting their friends for high-stakes multiplayer action or collaborative exploration. Social interaction remains a core pillar, ensuring that matches are as much about fun and connection as they are about strategic depth. Community engagement continues beyond gameplay through ongoing initiatives and promotional codes, making Splitgate 2 a lively home for both newcomers and diehard fans. personalization options, and seasonal events add to the excitement, transforming every session into an opportunity for discovery. Let's turn to the extensive new item system at the heart of Portal Royale's gameplay evolution. Items are now thoughtfully categorized into exploration, food and healing, and miscellaneous, each supporting various playstyles and strategies. Exploration items like the portable stove allow adventurous players to cook on the go or even thaw out teammates caught by frost traps or environmental hazards. The rope cannon is an inventive gadget that lets players shoot a climbable rope, making vertical play and quick escapes more dynamic than ever. Intense matches, food and healing items like the big lollipop provide temporary stamina boosts, while medkits offer a much-needed reset after heavy combat. These additions promote on-the-fly strategy shifts, letting teams adjust tactics as the match progresses between high-intensity firefights and quieter moments of recovery. The miscellaneous category brings perhaps the most imaginative twists to team dynamics. Items like flares are crucial for navigating creeping fog or signaling allies, while the Bugle of Friendship offers unique buffs to camaraderie and teamwork. These items, especially when combined, turn the environment itself into a strategic arena where adversity can be overcome through coordination and creativity. Because Splitgate 2 thrives on feedback, the developer quickly responded to player requests for more flexible endgame mechanics by introducing designated PvE zones. This new element lets explorers focus on quests, item discovery, or simply relaxing without the constant threat of PvP interruptions. It demonstrates a genuine commitment to making the game welcoming for all types of players. Whether your heart races at the thought of competition or you just want to enjoy the world, the result is a more inclusive game that recognizes the many ways players choose to engage, and it sets a benchmark for player-driven development in multiplayer titles. Beyond Portal Royale, the gaming industry itself is evolving at record pace, influenced by the shifting tides of marketing and technological innovation. A major trend is the further refinement of influencer marketing, especially as brands seek authentic partnerships in a crowded creator landscape. Data shows that instead of focusing on sheer numbers, the savviest campaigns focus on genuine engagement rates and meaningful audience overlap. This nuanced approach is turning influencer marketing from a statistical gamble into a powerful driver of brand and game discovery. Studios working with targeting tools and transparent interactions can maximize results, moving beyond vanity metrics to real human connections. In parallel to these strategies, we're seeing a wave of emerging games and genre fusion, appealing to an audience hungry for originality. Take Glaciered, for example, a new release that combines action, RPG, and narrative adventure, standing out amid the rush of sequels and franchises. On the tech side, advancements in AI are also shaping the player experience and how studios interact with their audiences and adapt their designs. AI-driven marketing tools can pinpoint a game's core audience, while in-game NPCs and world-building are more responsive than ever. But the increasing reliance on AI also raises serious ethical concerns, with new studies showing that AI systems often prioritize self-preservation over human safety. Leading industry voices are calling for robust ethical frameworks, ensuring that technological advancement remains a force for good inside and outside of gaming. Back to the marketplace. The upcoming Steam Summer Sale 2025 is expected to be one of the year's highlights, running June 26 through July 10. This eagerly awaited event spans countless genres and features deep discounts, helping games like Splitgate 2 reach wider audiences. However, not all headlines are celebratory, as we saw with the recent cancellation of Hytale, a major sandbox title that many had high hopes for. It's a sobering reminder that despite the vibrancy of gaming culture, even heavily funded projects can stumble due to unforeseen challenges and shifting priorities. Meanwhile, government initiatives like the UK Games Fund continue working to provide crucial support for homegrown development, nurturing a new wave of creativity. 2025 looks set to be an exciting year, with indie success stories standing shoulder to shoulder with established studios on the world stage. Community involvement is also fueling some of the most exciting developments in the space, especially with games like Dracantos, a 2D pixel art MMORPG. Dracantos has flourished thanks to deep engagement and feedback from its player community, placing players at the very heart of its ongoing evolution. This spirit of collaboration is echoed in Splitgate 2, where regular input directly shapes content and the rollout of new features. The cross-pollination between gaming and other media continues, with projects like the new Street Fighter film bringing gaming icons to life on the big screen. The latest adaptation features Kalina Leong as Chun-Li and promises to merge action-packed gaming culture with cinematic storytelling. This blending of art forms is becoming more common, offering new ways for fans to connect with their favorite characters and stories beyond the digital realm. The underlying trend across all platforms is a drive towards greater convenience and accessibility. Cloud gaming, cross-platform play, and innovative user experiences are now standard, rewriting what players expect from the industry. As technology, community, and creativity converge, the line between genres and media continues to blur. Gaming's influence extends far beyond the screen, shaping trends in art, communication, and even cultural values. As Splitgate 2 evolves, it not only reflects but actively shapes these larger movements through game design, community initiatives, and social features. The game's comprehensive approach to user engagement, personalization, and feedback-driven development positions it as a model for future multiplayer titles. For players, Portal Royale is not just an arena, but a living, breathing ecosystem, one where every voice can help steer the course of future updates. The underlying lesson? As the media matures, the greatest achievements come from games that value their communities and adapt to change. Portal Royale's trajectory makes it more than a sequel. It's a testament to innovation, inclusivity, and the transformative potential of player-driven design. Looking ahead, Splitgate 2 is poised to play a starring role in the next chapter of multiplayer gaming, bridging genres, platforms, and playstyles. Whether you're a seasoned competitor, a creative explorer, or a newcomer with fresh energy, the game, like the industry itself, welcomes everyone ready to push boundaries and have fun. As always, VG Buzz will be your guide, delivering daily insights into the fast-changing world of games, tech, and community-driven media. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.